My name is Sister Zonke Mdluli. I'm the Augustinian Sister of the Mercy of Jesus. Currently, I'm a prioress, which means I'm a leader of the community here in South Africa.
Sister Zonke, thank you so much for talking to us. You've just recently returned from an AGM of the Augustinian Sisters throughout Africa, or rather Augustinians throughout Africa, not just sisters, but also religious. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about this conference. What was it about, and how often does it happen?
Okay, this is called the AFA, Augustinian Federation of Africa. This federation is made of brothers and sisters of Augustinian family by affiliation or by the fact that they are Augustinians. Some only the congregation use the rule of St. Augustine, so they become a part of our family. So this meeting is to meet together and see, as an Augustinian, what is our standing in the church? What can we do in the church? What are the challenges that we are facing in the church as an umbrella? This year, the General Assembly, we were gathered in Ghana, Accra, a beautiful country, and we really enjoyed ourselves there and the welcoming spirit of the Ghanaian people. And it was nice to be part of a bigger family of Augustinian in Accra.
It's interesting that the Augustinians in Africa, the Federation of Augustinians, met this year in Africa, a year that Pope Leo himself will be visiting Africa. As a matter of fact, he'll be visiting the birthplace of St. Augustine. What came up during this conference that you had with regards to Augustinians, with regards to having a pope that is a member of your congregation?
Obviously, we shared our joys as a federation of knowing that the leader of the whole Catholic Church is one of us. And one of the things that people mention how they met him before he became a bishop or an archbishop, because he was a general superior of the Augustinian friars. And they shared the stories of how humble and how encouraging and how he really gel together with the people that he visited. He was very interested on the federation. And also, we are happy that during one of the AFA assemblies he attended, and that happens to be here in South Africa in 2002. So generally, all together with one voice at the end of the meeting, because our theme was focused on the Delixete, which is the latest exhortation, which generally all of us, we are concerned why Africa is so poor and yet rich in minerals. And then what can we do? We all in one voice said, we cannot keep quiet and we cannot live in our corners without being the ambassadors of peace, of justice, and also of love. We have to generate this. And also knowing that Augustine himself was a man who generally loved living in community, a man who cared for others, a man who really appreciated the friendship of other people. So as Augustinian, it's not likely that we keep into ourselves. So we need to be out there and to be advocates for the poor, and also to be people who are conscious of what is happening within the African region.
Now, you spoke about also some of the challenges that you may be facing as a religious. Here at the LCCLSA conference, AGM, that's taking place at Lumko Benoni, you have also spoken about one of the main challenges for religious life in this region, which is the lack of vocations, the dwindling numbers. What was discussed with regards to this? Because, yes, we know that in other parts of Africa, religious life is really booming. But in Southern Africa, in particular, South Africa, Botswana, Eswatini, we are seeing a scarcity with regards to that. How was your sharing with this regard during your AGM in Accra, Ghana?
I will start with the words which Archbishop Emeritus Bishop Slattery, he said to us that, you know, he was speaking on the joy of being a religious. He said to us, being a religious, you have to be an example by how you live. I think for me, the main challenge which came here, we know that the vocations are scarce, but the challenge for me is that we have to live by example and also to be present to the young people and also to open doors into our communities, not just for vocation purpose only. And I think we should teach young people and speak about prayer and also evangelize young people, not just young people, but evangelize to the people of God. I think as religious, sometimes we focus on what can we gain from the young people instead of giving, you know, one of those things to give is to evangelize and also to pray with the young people, because from the reports that I get from those who are involved in formation in LCCL, they say that there is a big cry for young people for the presence of religious in the parishes. We need to be out there. We need to go out, meet them. Sometimes not just to speak about vocation, but to speak about God and to share our own lived experience.
But now let's come back to the Augustinian congregation. When we look at women, for example, the role of women in the church, most recently the Synod on Synodality published the reports of group number 5, which has to do with the role of women. But let's talk about Augustinians. We've just celebrated International Women's Day. Mm-hmm. How do you see the role of the Augustinian sisters in life? You've just mentioned a bit, going out there, being with the young people, being seen in parishes, but what else can you do to promote the Augustinian spirituality? What else can you do to grow the congregation? What else can you do to make the face of women religious more visible and more involved?
One of the things that recently we discovered that when we do our projects, we were focusing on giving. So one of the things that now we're trying to do, we are creating a space where women can grow. In one of our projects in the rural area in Pomeroy, we emphasize the education for young girls, and we emphasize the education to improve themselves, and also we provide, even in not in big scale, but we have started in the area where we are. We have a small school, which is a computer school, which has helped a lot of young women and to have a standing in a society where they can learn and get job and be providers in their own families. And also, we have a lot of women that we work with. We try most of the time to uplift their spirit. We talk about their family issues. And it's not an easy job, because I believe that it starts with us. And luckily for us, as Augustinian sisters, we always try to empower our own sisters by sending them for further education. We always say our education is not for us to gain a profession, but is that when we stand in a society, we stand with knowledge and also we stand with enthusiasm, because we know what we're speaking about.
Sister Zonke, thank you so much for your time. Any last remarks with regards to the conference you had in Ghana?
Thank you for this opportunity to speak with you. What I will say is this: for all of us, we have women and men, we have a challenge. Our world is filled with so much anger, hate, and let us be ambassadors of peace, of love and joy. And wherever we are in our corners, we must never stop to pray, and we must never stop to take action when it's necessary. Thank you.